This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Cernovich is coming up. We're going to have phone calls while he's on. Do you believe the media a month ago tried to ban InfoWars, saying that we said the Democrats were funding these young high school students to be anti-gun, which is all admitted, and now we see these huge rallies saying we're going to take all your guns, and David Hogg goes, F all you old people, and we're taking over, and then YouTube takes down videos of him talking like that. To watch the media and the internet censoring in live time with the memory hold is amazing. And then separately, China flies bombers near Taiwan as military tensions ramp up. Turns out China's in control of our telecommunications. But Trump's launching all this stuff with 14 other countries against Russia with no proof because two people got nerve gassed. I mean, the Germans did sink the Lusitania to get us into World War I, but the Lusitania was a weapons ship. A passenger ship converted under military flag that sailed back and forth in front of the U-boats. The Germans put full-page ads in the New York Times and the Times of London saying, don't sail on this ship, we're going to sink it. But that got us into World War I. At least the Germans at least sank the ship. In this case, they don't even say there's proof the Russians killed these people or nerve gassed these people. So Jason, Tim, Alyssa, Jeremy, we're going to go to all of you right now. Let's go ahead and go to Jason in Canada. You're on the air. What do you think about all this?
I think Trump has a lot of power to change the narrative on this. Is there any way, you know, he could, launch an investigation on the FBI and all the things that were misleading up to the shooting?
Well, he's been asking the Justice Department to do it. That's the agency that does it, and they've been kind of refusing. The Inspector General starting to.
Yeah, the DOJ's been a big disappointment.
See, here's the problem, and it's also a good thing. Everything in our government's a paradox. Everything in our government's separation of power, so one group doesn't get too much power and get out of control, because historically our founders knew that was the problem. So each agency or each segment bounds down the other. The Democrats and the globalists went totally rogue. And then conservatives will never come in against that rogueness, and they're all under checks and balances. So because the Democrats and the deep state are so criminal, it's hard to move against them because we'll never act like they do. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And if I could just make a couple other quick points, Alex.
Yes, sir.
One is it'd be nice to hear, if Trump kind of acknowledged the independent media and their role in this and all the progress that's been made. And they could even memorialize the idea of fake news so it would just haunt them every single year. And you could put it on the same day that Rockefeller spoke to all the news media. It was like back in the 50s when he thanked them for basically keeping the public ignorant.
No, it was 1991 in Evian, France. And he thanked the New York Times, the Washington Post, and all of them for keeping globalism secret. And he said without them doing that would be impossible.
Yeah, put it on that date and memorialize it as fake news aware thing. Would be innovation. Innovation is going to be a way out. We got to set up anti-cloud devices and technology to protect people's privacy, protect their data, and give them a wall against.
No, I agree. Everyone's got to go to the newer systems of it being decentralized. Everybody knows decentralization is the way to go. Centralization is the way of tyranny. It's also the way of catastrophic failure. So you're absolutely right, my friend. The cloud has been totally discredited. The globalists do it so they can have access to all our information. When you move away from the cloud, I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah, and, you know, the InfoWars been going on for a long time. That's a good one for the listeners to recognize that, you know, like back when they were printing, when the Bible was basically on the black market and people were being hunted down for owning them, it was a someone who developed the technology of the printing press that made it possible to print more Bibles faster.
Yeah, that was Gutenberg. You're absolutely right. And that was the real beginning of the Renaissance. Thank you so much. All right, we'll be back. with Tim, Alyssa, Jeremy, Rick, Carrie, Dean, Tony, Clifford, Linda, and others. Stay with us. Mike Cernovich coming up as well.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Of course, it's old news for our audience, but the word was back at the time, Omar Mateen and his father, Noor Salam, or his father, a separate man, but his widow, Noor Salam, trial, all of this is coming out. So back at the time, we talked about the Pulse nightclub shooter being connected to the FBI and his father being an informant and he being an informant. And now that's coming out in the news. Omar Mateen's father was an FBI informant before Pulse nightclub shooting. And that's the big conspiracy theory that I supposedly push and that I supposedly made up. Well, now it's CBS News a year and a half later. Now it's the Orlando Sentinel. Now it's New York Daily News. Now it's CNN. Pulse Gunman's father was an FBI informant under criminal investigation, attorneys say. And now they want a mistrial in the widow of his daughter-in-law, the wife of the reported shooter, Omar Mateen. That came out in the local news at the time. See, here's why they hate InfoWars. Here's why they hate Mike Cernovich. Here's why they hate Drudge Report more than anything. Is because it'll come out on local news, a document, a video, a photo, it's confirmed. But CNN, MSNBC, all the usual suspects, they would ignore that before. But then we'll take something they don't want seen. We'll put it out. They go, oh, it's a conspiracy. Jones says they're FBI informants, even though I didn't get that out of the clear blue sky. I didn't make that up. It was in the local Orlando newspaper. How long ago was the Orlando shooting? Almost a year and three quarters ago? It was about a year and three quarters ago. And that's what's so mind-blowing about all this is it's in the lawsuit. The Democrats filed through Georgetown University. That never happens. It says in the lawsuit, amongst other things, that I made up that Omar Mateen and his father were federal informants for the FBI, that the FBI was ordered to stand down. That was in the Orlando newspaper at the time that they were reportedly informants and that the FBI had them under investigation. So, again, they think you don't have a memory. Now, riding shotgun with us for the rest of the hour, and we'll take your phone calls, is Mike Cernovich of Cernovich Media. He's been really upset about Trump and the omnibus bill, which I am as well, but I mean, more mad at Congress. He's been really, really upset about the fact that why don't the Republicans that have raised even more money thanks to Trump than the Democrats, why aren't they having buses? Why aren't they having demonstrations? But also the Omar Mateen thing's come out. You got Seth Rich, investigator shot twice in the back. Regardless of what you think about Seth Rich, that's crazy. You've got all this stuff happening, and I want to get his take just politically where we are right now in the Republic. And why would the anti-gunners come out and say, you give us an inch, we take it a mile, we do want to ban guns, we're going to kill people that don't turn their guns in? I mean, the Democrats have gone to a new phase of calling for violence and really frothing and building up towards something big. Is Soros crazy enough to actually try a physical overthrow like he's done successfully in other countries? Mike Cernovich, good to have you on. What do you want to tackle first?
Yeah, I mean, I want to talk about why the media refused to cover an FBI informant who was plotting, convicted of plotting to murder Pamela Geller. There was a big, I'm really charged up today. I'm going to try not to yell on air, but Pamela Geller, people tried to murder her, and yet the media attacked her because she's friends with John Bolton, but they didn't cover the trial of the man in Cleveland who was an FBI informant who was then charged with being part of the Garland, Texas murder plot.
And didn't folks even say where Geller's daughters lived who were apolitical and say, go kill them? I mean, this is an example of leftist bullying against you, I, our families. Like you said, they're trying to gear people up to kill us.
And her daughters, Pamela Geller is Jewish, and her four young daughters are Jewish women who now are marked for death by the radical people who want to attack Geller. And then the media goes, you and I are anti-Semitic. And they go, wait a minute, I'm trying to protect four young Jewish women against jihadi terrorists that the media has sent on them. So the whole thing is so frustrating, Alex. And then this Omar Mateen thing breaks. You and I remember I was in New York at the time, and I remember I got a tip, and then I talked to you, and you said you got the same tip. They said that Omar Mateen was an FBI asset or connected to an FBI asset. And then people go, oh, you're a liar, fake news, da-da-da-da-da. Well, it turns out, and I want to talk about this, and I really want to lay it out for the people who listen, because this story is about why they hate us. You and I, even though we don't join these groups, we believe that in court, black, brown, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, Catholic, agnostic, no one should ever be convicted of a crime they did not commit. However, it was revealed that 12 days into the trial of Omar Mateen's wife, that Omar Mateen's father, who you can find a picture of him with a VIP seat at Hillary Clinton's rally, you can find that. Omar Mateen's father was an FBI asset. Not only was he an FBI asset, but when people reported Omar Mateen to the FBI and said, hey, this Omar Mateen guy says he has connections to Al-Qaeda and ISIS, FBI goes, well, we're not going to do anything about it because we like his dad so much. So if gay lives matter, why did the FBI, which had the power to stop this terrorist attack against gay people, why did they not act? If brown lives matter, why is the Department of Justice, in my opinion, framing an innocent brown woman, innocent Muslim woman, Omar Mateen's wife, to cover up? That's the world we're in, Alex, where you and I, we're actually trying to save every life, every person's life, and we're standing up against this tyrannical, unethical prosecutor, but we're the bad guys. So it's now proven the FBI could have, under Mueller and Comey, let's not forget either, Comey and Mueller, this was under their watch. They now knew about Nicholas Cruz. They knew about Omar Mateen. And in my view, they also knew about the Vegas shooting, and that's why the Vegas shooting is not getting any traction.
That's right. Again, Mike Cernovich is joining us. You've got another cowardly blue state area, Coward County, standing down. 30-plus times, it was 20, now it's 30-plus times that there were warnings. Things could have been done. He should have been adjudicated to have his guns taken. Should have been able to buy them. He was on psychotropic drugs. He was under government care. Another government stand down. The deputy stand down. And then they turn it all around and blame gun owners for what happened with 16 dead. And then Soros funds this giant march with thousands of buses. We have video on hundreds of buses just on one street. This is so synthetic. This is so fake. This is so insane how they turn it around and blame us.
Yeah, they want to disarm gun owners, but they don't want to hold the FBI accountable. And isn't that a good shift, Alex? Isn't it interesting how you and I, a couple of white guys who are called all kinds of names by these groups, why is the SPLC not standing up for Omar Mateen's wife and saying, whoa, 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 wait a minute. It's actually the deep state that is trying to frame an innocent woman in order to cover up their complicity in the Pulse nightclub massacre, which killed gay people, right? There's nobody from the SPLC, the ADL, the ACLU. You and I, and your listeners and my listeners and readers, we're the only people left in America who who actually cares about the civil rights and civil liberties of all Americans.
We really have got to that point where my lawyers look at these lawsuits against us. They're totally fake. They're not even lawsuits. They're just screeds of lies in there. And they said they've never heard of major universities like Georgetown having their free speech division. These are endowed setup groups with taxpayer money to defend the First Amendment, trying to destroy it. But I think, Mike, that's because they're so desperate.
Well, and they're complicit. Again, let's just look at the facts. No conspiracy theories. Let's just look at the facts. The facts are the FBI had advance warning that Omar Mateen was a domestic terrorist. That's a fact. The FBI chose to do nothing. They chose to not prosecute him, even though he lied to them and thus could have been prosecuted like General Flynn was for obstructing justice. The FBI had advance warning of Nicholas Cruz. The FBI informant involved with the plot against Pamela Geller recently convicted. So the facts are thus. The FBI and the deep state could have stopped these attacks. They haven't.
Just none like San Bernardino. Let's ask why on the other side.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pro
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Like right now, sign our petition. It takes 2 seconds, and it matters. We will take the big, and we will take the small, but we will keep fighting. When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile. We are not here for breadcrumbs. We are here for real change.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Mike Cernovus is here. Your phone call's coming up next segment. I'm going to get into Russia with him as well and what Trump's up to, what his information is on what's happening inside the Trump administration. But you were getting into the incredible persecution of conservatives, libertarians, of just nationalists, of just free speech activists. You're a lawyer in your own right. I know you've looked over some of the lawsuits against us, and I'm not just putting a good face on it. These will cost money. We've got to beat them. But my lawyers tell me, some of the top guys in the country, defamation-wise, they say, we've never seen suits like these. These are defamatory themselves, but it's defamation protected by court because it's in a lawsuit. And, again, they even say, Jones says that you know, they were connected to the FBI, that Umar Mateen was. Well, that was in the news then. It's in the news now. So it's just next level, this intimidation and where they're going. And it makes me ask, what's the next step just in the violent rhetoric? And where are the Republicans? Where is Trump? It's just crazy.
Well, I mean, the next step is for them, for us to be assassinated. I mean, there's no nice way to put it. We all know that the Family Research Council shooting happened in 2013. A man, Floyd Lee Corkins, went on to the SPLC target list website. He went in to murder as many people. This is what he said. He said, I want to kill as many people, he said. He said he wanted to kill as many people as possible. And he said this to the FBI. And the only reason he was stopped was by a good guy with a gun. So the SPLC has actually directly in ways that you and I never have, even though the fake news wants to say otherwise, directly inciting a mass shooter. Media doesn't care. They don't talk about that. They don't report that. Instead, they'll dox 4 young Jewish women because they don't like the mom, Pamela Geller. So that's the thing.
The left's always been dirty and bad worldwide. And I thought that maybe they were nicer here. But really, it's just time in the phase for them to go into the red terror.
Yeah, every day that I wake up is for me a relief that I haven't been murdered or targeted because I have been targeted for assassination. Of course, there's no question. The Family Research Council happened. I mean, if somebody said they went on our website and they clicked on a target list and they went to commit a shooting, oh my God!
Because they called it a targeting list for those that don't know.
Yeah. So the SPLC literally has a target list, and then a man goes on a mass shooting. The SPLC has never apologized to the victims. They have not disavowed that shooting. They try to pretend it doesn't happen, and the media is complicit. There are maybe 4 or 5 articles tops on it, and they bury the lead about how that was a direct incitement by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
And now the Southern Poverty Law Center had 10,000 people hired by YouTube and Google to censor us. What do you make of that whole purge that's still ongoing?
Well, my YouTube channel, I was gaining 1,500 new subscribers a day. My videos were doing 20,000 views a day. And now I actually hardly even do much on YouTube because my videos are doing like 1,500 views, 2,000 views because the SPLC has unsubscribed people and gutted my YouTube channel. They've already taken over.
Oh, that's
over
the thing. Our YouTube channel is at over 2 billion. It's now reversed to 1.5 and almost no one is getting our videos and they're all being unsubscribed. So they've got to go keep subscribing every day.
Yeah, I actually, this was last week. I have 66,000 subscribers even after the unsubscribes. I had 3 live viewers, Alex, when I went did a live stream.
No, no, I saw you link to that and show it. That's impossible. They're not even, that means 3 people had to be on your YouTube page to see it. That's called shadow banning. That you are not able to hit any of the subscribers.
Yeah, and it's interesting, and then I'll point that out, and then suddenly, like, the next day, then I'll get a couple hundred or something, and then, you know, because they think that we're going to forget about it and not pay attention, right? So three live viewers on a 66,000 subscriber channel, it just doesn't really add up. So what they're doing is they're trying to play a PSYOP.
Just we're banned from our main channel from streaming still, so at least you get your 3. And that's what I'm saying. It's here, folks. It's here, and it's the so-called left, the champions of speech that are doing it.
Yeah, I actually unpublished every YouTube video that I had ever done because what they done is they went back to someone's channel. He was actually Wayne Dupree, African-American, very powerful man, powerful voice. They found a video from 4 years ago. So they're going through every video and watching every video with a fine-tooth comb. And if you say one wrong word or one foul language or, you know, there's a word that begins with C that was common during the election. They've decided now that if you say anything like that, even 4 years ago, they'll ban you or they'll suspend it. So that's where we are, Alex. That's why I told
you. So let me ask you this, because I'm asking a lot of questions. What's on your radar? What's next? How'd the big gun grab march go yesterday? I know you made the point. Where are the Republicans and the funding? I mean, this is the real fight. This is bigger than the election 2016. People better understand that.
Yeah, it was a highly successful march. And the left has shown that they can mobilize and organize and bus people in less than a month. So if the Democrats can get 800,000 people out into Washington, D.C. alone, and they can have coordinated marches all throughout the country, that shows that they can bus people in. There is going to be a major blue wave in November. There's no question about it. The Republicans don't want to win. Trump went on stage with Charlie Kirk and said, oh, Antifa, is it really a big deal? You know, they just get too much attention, despite the fact that multiple Trump supporters have been assaulted and almost murdered. And in fact, that there's a pending criminal case in New York where an Antifa terrorist attempted to murder. He's charged with mob action and was trying to strangle a Trump supporter.
Oh, no, I saw Trump in that interview that he did, and it was on Fox last Friday. And I'm not trying to attack Trump, but it's true. They go, you know, they really attack us on campus. And we're being shut down nationwide, our 20,000 campus groups. Trump goes, yeah, but you're still really popular. The left, nobody really agrees with them. And the guest host is like, no, they're attacking us and shutting us down. He's there telling the president, we're under attack. We need federal funding to be pulled from these universities. These universities are out of control, saying no whites on the weekend, no whites on the commons, and it's weird white teachers leading this classic racism crap. Trump. Have they compromised him? Because I got to be honest here. He's still doing a lot of great things, but man, I mean, he is starting to really slide. What in the hell is going on, Mike?
Well, I'll tell you the truth that nobody really wants to hear, and it's cost me thousands of followers, and I'm fine with that. So I don't want anybody to blame you for what I'm about to say, but I'll just tell you the truth. If Alec Baldwin makes fun of Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live, Trump will tweet about it. If a Trump supporter in a Trump hat is knocked unconscious, Trump says it's no big deal. I just don't see him caring about the patriots who are on the front lines really making things happen.
But does he know how much those people love him and how important they are? Because I know for a fact he does. I think he's in a bubble and doesn't know.
Well, I'm only going to apologize for him for so much. I believe.
No, I hear you. Well, you know what? Because it's fair to do. Let's look at the negative of a Trump when we come back and go to phone calls. Because what I've been told is you got to get on his butt, and us just blindly supporting him makes him go to sleep. So let's go after Trump when we come back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2-month servings filled to the brim. filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Going to your phone calls here in a few minutes. Mike Cernovich is our guest, but I'm very thankful for President Trump. I like the things he's done on NAFTA and GATT, the TPP and tariffs on China, and the $4 trillion of the stock market and the 2 million new jobs. I'm not going to go through that all. It'll take a long time. But markedly, in the last month, I've seen some big changes. But the big one isn't even that omnibus, because he got handed that by Congress. That would stall the whole government. It's big pork barrel. I'm not saying I absolve him, but I understand why he did it. because it's to use the cheesy Star Trek, it's like the Kobayashi Maru. Saw an article where it's like there's no good choice. Probably the least but I get the principal choice, still shut the government down, but they would have blamed him. But now Russia vows revenge. The U.S. only understands force. That's a Kit Daniels article breaking it down. Kicking all these diplomats out, calling them spies, no proof, saying these people got nerve gassed by Russia over in the U.K. Meanwhile, China flies bombers and fighters near Taiwan, threatens attacks against our ships. That's Reuters. Meanwhile, we've got the big news here being reported that even the FCC is talking about how the communist Chinese have infiltrated the companies inside the United States to control through one central system all of our phones and all the phone number indexes. That's just one example. Overhaul of U.S. telecommunications database sparks fear of catastrophic failure. That's out of Free Beacon, but you've got to read all the way on page 3 how it was Chinese engineers infiltrating and getting the database. Now, I'm not on some China bashing thing, even though they're the biggest mass murderers in history. It's just that Trump's not going after the vaccines now, even though it hurt Barron. Trump is, and he's only turned a certain amount, but if he stays on that course, pretty soon he'll be back to Hillary Clinton. And they're out to get him, and it's his supporters fighting hard and under attack and the bullying and all of it. He needs to fire up and get more aggressive. He needs to be exposing election fraud in the states. He needs to be out there. Meanwhile, the Democrats are full steam ahead. And the more he rolls over to them, the worse they get. And so, again, I think Trump looks at mainstream media too much. I think the old Republican leadership does. They don't matter. I go out there in the country, and the young people, the Hispanic folks, the black folks, the white folks, they don't know who these senators and congressmen are. They know who I am. They know who Steven Crowder is, who's just exploding, by the way. Paul Watson, Mike Cernovich. They know who Jack Posobiec is. They know who my son is. That's who's popular. I'll be sitting there, again, with famous people and who are national TV hosts. No one knows who they are. They know who I am. And I'm not bragging. It's just Trump 71. He's dialed into mainstream news. And what Mike Cernovich said about he's obsessed with what Alec Baldwin does on stupid programs like Saturday Night Live. Instead of when his people rally by the thousands and get physically attacked, that's the meat and potatoes. That's the issues. Instead, he thinks he'll virtue signal with Melania and go, good job, kids, protesting for safety. As if he's going to neutralize it. No, they're calling for his head. They're run by savage political operatives and get programmed and get a talking point sheet on record. They're not going to listen to you being nice to them. So, Mike Cernovich, what in Hades, before we go to Jeremy, Rick, and everybody else who I promise I'm going to go to, what do you think is really going on with Trump?
Well, you nailed it. It isn't that Trump doesn't care. It's that he is still in that old media bubble, and he doesn't actually know who matters and who is influential. There's a reason that these groups are going after you and not Fox News. There's a reason that they want to destroy you. It is, again, you and I have talked about it. I wrote this article. It bothered people. I was kind of like, what it's like being famous. And people go, oh, you're full of yourself. I'm like, no, actually, I want to be less famous. I'm actually trying to keep a lower profile. But we're more recognizable than almost anybody that you see on the so-called news. People are talking about the Stormy Daniels ratings. Well, when I went on 60 Minutes, 15 million people tuned in to watch, the most since Michelle and Barack Obama had done their special. I was the biggest ratings draw 60 Minutes had had, other than Barack Obama, the inauguration.
And Pele lost his job after it.
He was, because they realized that, and that's why they won't debate us. They realized that the truth is on our side.
Look at Megyn Kelly. She totally botched it. She lost that show right after the interview.
Exactly. And Trump was obsessed with Megyn Kelly for years, even though he didn't realize she was a paper tiger. These people are paper tigers who frame us and they lie to us. And if we don't let them lie about us and we actually say, no, actually, what you're bringing up isn't true. Here's what's actually really true. Oh, so, you know, you're actually.
Hillary goes, you said Hillary fell down. He goes, yeah, because she did. And he goes, but the campaign says she's fine. You go, the campaign's a bunch of liars. And they thought that was a gotcha moment, but it blew up. That shows how delusional they are. So in a way, just like mainstream media doesn't get it, Trump gets it because he's like a throwback to McCarthyism and stuff in a good way. But that's only his instincts. When he doesn't follow him, he's in the crap house. He's just like mainstream media. He's just like old people. He still doesn't get it.
He doesn't understand new media at all. He has great – here's a great example that I use, which is why has Trump given multiple exclusive interviews to the New York Times, but he's never sat down with Bill Mitchell, who, you know, you're a controversial guy. I'm a controversial guy, even though the media lies about us. Like, I understand.
But Mitchell is very well spoken, looks great, right down the line, the perfect kind of guy to be in the Trump administration. No.
Right. Trump could just give the guy an interview and completely change Bill Mitchell's business overnight.
Bill Mitchell would get 10 times bigger, and that'd be nothing but good for Trump.
Exactly. And Trump doesn't care about Bill Mitchell. Bill Mitchell's on there, Trump cheerleader, leads the Trump cheerleading squad. Trump doesn't care. Trump doesn't say, you know what, Bill, you're a great guy. I want to do an interview with you, somebody who actually likes
you. Could you imagine Bill Mitchell as press secretary? I mean, he's good on every topic.
Exactly. So even if it's not an administration job, there's no reason Trump can't sit down with him. That's new media. Sit down with Bill Mitchell. Give Bill Mitchell that 1 hour exclusive interview. You know, but they don't want to do that. Bannon went on 60 Minutes. I told Bannon, I said, Bannon, you need to try to go on the Joe Rogan podcast or Dave Rubin or something during the Don Jr. stuff. And I said, you should go on Alex Jones and do new media. Bannon didn't get it either. So
they think like you get on the establishment, you've arrived. No. The few times I get on these big things, the audience doesn't even like it. Unless you totally overthrow the tables like I did on Piers Morgan. It's a joke. If I go on one little Christian station in Alabama and plug my videos, I would sell 1,000 copies. I'd go on CNN and plug it and sell none. There's zombies watching. It's background noise. It's elevator music. People are not listening.
Well, yeah, and actually NBC wanted to do a big interview with me, and I told the guy, who seemed like a nice guy, I go, look, man, no offense, but I'm just bored with people coming in and trying to bring up irrelevant stuff because it doesn't move the needle for me. Being on NBC, for me, just doesn't move the needle at all. 60 Minutes, I didn't sell any books, Alex. 15 million people watched. I sold zero books. None at all. So I'm thinking, my God, I went on HBO Vice. They spent 13 hours with me. 13 hours. I didn't sell one book of Guerrilla Mindset from that video. But when I come on your show and I talk about how Guerrilla Mindset has over 1,000 reviews on Amazon, and I'll sell 100 just like that. People go, oh, wow, over 1,000 reviews on Amazon. Like almost no.
Because we have an awake, active audience. It's a totally different world. And that's right. Why they hate InfoWars. Not because of me. It's because of all the guests and that we're awake and we have an audience that's awake. That's why I keep telling the audience, you're the secret. Stop telling me how great I am. They see InfoWars and other outlets like ours and yours as focal points of awake people. And that's what they want to shut down, is that we're able to come together and realize we're not alone.
Well, and they hate the liberals, too. They hate Dave Rubin. Dave Rubin's channel is constantly under attack. They hate Joe Rogan because Joe Rogan is talking about Seth Rich and saying, man, this is really weird. The problem is Joe is so popular right now. That's why I worry about him. I think they might frame him for something. Joe's so popular that they can't go after him the way they've gone after the Rubin report. So Dave Rubin is a liberal. Jordan Peterson is a liberal. So even if you're a liberal, if you're waking people up and getting people to think for themselves and not be zombies, they're going to target you. So it isn't even a war on conservatives per se.
It's a war on independence. It's a war on independence. We'll be back with calls.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we got phones loaded with great people with great comments about the gun grabbing, about Trump on Russia, you name it. Mike Cernovich is our guest. Mike, you were getting to a point where we hit break. Finish up with that. And then I was getting into Russia, how the more he expands operations against Russia, the more they say, oh, look, you're just backing off, you know, to get us off your back. And then it's just made up. I'm not in love with Russia. Communist China is so in control of our country at so many levels. I just wish Americans realized how perilous the situation was. So please continue.
Yeah, the Trump is not a bad person. The issue is he surrounded himself with really dumb advisors. I don't know, for example, if you saw the GOP ad. I don't want to single it out too much because it's a good kid, a high school kid. But the GOP goes, oh, this kid is going to use his tax cut to pay for college. And the answer is like, well, no, the college is too expensive to do that. And two, tax cuts aren't how you get the youth vote. But if you're the GOP, that's what they think. Oh, tax cuts. They don't realize, no, college kids can't write Trump in chalk on the sidewalk without facing death threats. That's what matters to
the
people.
Issue is the free speech. The issue is the authoritarian left. The issue is that they're out of control. But the old elites are so used to living in freedom, they have no idea we've got a giant Bolsheviks infection.
Exactly.
Our leg is rotting off with green pus coming out, and the Republican establishment's playing golf.
Yeah, you wear Trump hat on a college campus, they'll kick you out of class. There was a student kicked out of class for claiming that there were only two genders, even though that was the topic of the discussion for debate. There's nothing from this from the Republicans. There's nothing from this in Trump. So the issue is that Trump has buffoons all around him, GOP stooges. His number one advisor is now a guy by the name of Johnny DeStefano, whose previous job was driving John Boehner to spray tans. That's who he has. That's kind of the running inside joke is how Johnny DeStefano, whose last job was taking John Boehner to his spray tan appointments, how does that become Trump's chief advisor? Well, it really does say it all. So these people are telling Trump, and this is why I threw a big fit about the omnibus bill. People go, Cernovich, you're fair weather, you're this. And I go, first of all, I'm not fair weather anything. I don't work for the GOP. I don't work for Trump. I work for the people. And my job is that when you turn into a Mike Cernovich transmission, you don't know what you're going to get because you know that I always bring the fire. So what I told people, though, is if you supported Trump signing the omnibus bill, Johnny DeStefano and all these other advisors are going to say, see, Don, you know, we told you that this was no big deal. Your base wouldn't care. And then Trump will say, oh, yeah, you guys are real smart. You guys are real right.
And then they get more. No, understand, if we don't stay on Trump, he will get influenced by the people around him.
Exactly. So when we push back and then that gets on Fox News, Trump goes, well, whoa, wait a minute. You guys told me this was a good idea. You guys told me the people weren't going to care, and they do care. So that's why we have to raise holy heck whenever Trump does something like the omnibus bill. But likewise, we don't want to be negative. And when he does great things, and he's done many amazing things.
Sure, all the stuff he was planning for 20 years. China, the economy, all this he's doing because that's what he believes in. But the problem is he only watches basically Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, as you said, the New York Times, to try to keep InfoWars, your material away from him. And so that's why this is happening. We've come so far. I want to go to some phone calls here, but what about the Russia situation? I mean, that is really dangerous because there's no evidence Russia nerve gassed these people, and now we're just barreling towards war.
Yeah, well, they've always wanted World War III, and it looks like we're now going to have a proxy war in Syria, and it'll be the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and Israel. I don't know if you saw this, but there are things that you can watch that if you're woke, you know what is happening. So there was a bunch of news footage of Saudi anti-airstrike missiles shooting so-called Iranian missiles, and then that went viral. And you're like, well, wait a minute. Why is that clip going viral? So we'll talk about the Trump-Russian diplomats, but something important yesterday happened that all woke people noticed is whenever you're starting to see a new messaging, you're like, oh, wait a minute, they got their talking points now from the deep state.
Oh, that's how, so I mean, they still attack us with stuff that Podesta wrote 2 years ago. You know, gay frogs, nobody died at Newtown, all exactly. So you see the new talking points coming out that Saudi Arabia is going to help in Syria. Saudi Arabia's got weapons to fight Iran if Iran attacks them. It's the idea that Iran's getting ready to attack.
Exactly. So you're now seeing these great viral videos, and I retweeted one of the videos yesterday. They go, the Houthi rebels in Yemen backed by Iran. So you're like, wait a minute, now that they're doing this brilliant propaganda, because they're going to propagandize us into war. So war is coming. The movie is turning dark, and it's going to be there was even an article is Saudi Arabia opened up planes to Israeli airspace for the first time. So now the Saudis and the Israelis and the United States.
And then the Saudis are secretly meeting with Israel every day in Cairo. Exactly. And so they know how to put pressure on Trump. A lot of wild stuff behind the scenes, getting all confused, telling me the war is coming. He's got to defend America, get it all rolling. And they go, sir, this will get us out of the Russia thing, even though it's not true. Be hardline with Russia, which is in Syria, and then get with Saudi Arabia. And the whole thing unfolds.
Yeah, so we're headed towards World War III. I've told people that you're crazy if you're not stocking up survival food, survival water, Nacien iodine. I have it. I use the InfoWars iodine. People go, what supplements do you take? And I go, I take like 50 different supplements, and I do take the iodine because we have to realize that it's coming. And I'm not a doomsday person. When people watch me, if anything, they're like, why aren't you freaking out more? This is a bigger deal than you're making out to be. But people have to have canned foods or survival foods or stuff.
Well, I was about
foods.
To say, even mainstream news admits that the billionaires are fleeing to New Zealand. They built the bases years ago. Now they're leaving. That's in the news. The jets are leaving. They're saying, we're gone. What are they thinking?
All this travel from Argentina to Antarctica. Right. What's going on there in Antarctica? There's all this travel and all of a sudden this newfound interest. What's going on? So when you watch the news, you're like, well, wait a minute. The news is now telling us that we should like Saudi Arabia, even though they sponsored 9/11. We just did arms deal now with the Saudis. I think 1 billion Saudis are going to get nuclear technology. Oh, the Saudis like Israel. Now they're going to let Israel for the first time use their airspace. Oh, and the Saudis are shooting down missiles by rebels in Yemeni, given them by Iran. So anybody intelligent sees the table is being set for World War III.
Well, I got to tell you, it's an incredible time to be alive. And we got the left and the globalists trying to shut down free speech, trying to take our Second Amendment. World War III, Iran vows to obliterate Israel in 25 years as Middle East tensions escalate. It's all insane. You know, I promise to go to all these calls. We'll go to break. I'll go to Jeremy, I promise, and a few others. And I'll try to go some into the next guest that's coming on to guest host with us, Gerald Celente, always informative. But a few more minutes with Mike Cernovich. Just briefly, we got to pray. We got to be involved. We got to reach out to the White House. You've got a call talk radio. You know, they hate InfoWars as we can force the story out. The thing is picked up by the rest of talk radio and then Fox News. And so get these issues out. However you see them, however you take what we've said, make up your own mind. Because we're not giving you talking points. We're just having a discussion. And let's raise this alarm about World War III, about a new Cold War with Christian Russia, about the police state here at home, about the attack on free speech, about the gun grabbers, about George Soros. You just realize that most of us can't afford a bunker or to run to New Zealand. I know I can. So please, let's pray for peace, and let's pray for a great awakening. Briefly, before we go to break, come back in a few more minutes with Mike Cernovich and calls. We sell products here to fund our operation, and we have the great nootropic Brain Force, which is about to sell out in the next few days. But I'm going ahead and doing 50% off because more comes in 2 weeks. $19.95. Other leading nootropics are like $50-$60 that are a similar formula. This is really high quality stuff. Normally at $39, it's a good deal. $19.95 is unprecedented. InfoWarsStore.com, BrainForce Plus. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. It becomes a loss leader then. Cancel anytime. And we have the real red pill. That's the preglinone, the healthy precursor to all hormones. I think it's low in most people. Then it helps your body produce your regular hormones. And it's got a special formula that goes with it to help boost all that. That's 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. So again, it's an incredible time to be alive. I personally think we're going to make it out of this with God's grace, but we got to be focused and involved. We'll be back in just 2 minutes with your phone calls. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce